Recording started.
Good morning, everybody. This is Bonnie Strelo. I am standing in for Asara this morning on our Wednesday morning teleconference call. So those of you who are used to hearing my voice the third Wednesday of the month, you didn't lose 2 weeks of your life. It's okay. It is still Wednesday, November 4th. Asara had just asked me the other day if I could stand in for her, and I told her I was happy to. We're going to be talking about the qualities of a hero and awakening those qualities within you. And I was at a meeting, a gathering that I co-facilitate last night, a monthly gathering, and we had our local astrologer, Carol Barbeau, come and do a talk on what to expect in 2010. So it was really very interesting. One thing that stood out for me the most, though, she talked about is the amount of fear that is out there in the group consciousness still, even though we see signs that the economy has turned around and you can turn on the TV and occasionally they will say that, you know, we've already hit bottom, we're starting to recover, and then they go on to tell you that the recovery could take 2 years, it could take 5 years, it's going to be a slow recovery. So there's still that energy of fear in the collective, and clients that I talk to and students that I teach and just family and friends, the conversation always turns to the struggle in life, how they're being affected by it, their fears they have, will I make it, you know, won't I make it, can I hold on, what do I do, you know, I don't have a job, I can't find a job, I need to find a job. So that's what I wanted to talk about this morning is, what are the simple ways to dispel the fear? Because we all know law of attraction says what you focus on is what you see show up in your life. And we know from the one command as well that whatever our internal state is reflected in our external world. So if you were ever unsure about what you believe to be true about yourself or about the world, all you have to do is take a look in your life and see what you have. You know, who is in your life or not in your life? Take a look at your checkbook, because your checkbook will tell you where your values are. What are you spending your money on? Is your money going just for survival and just to pay bills and to stay afloat? Is your money, do you spend money on books and seminars and education and personal growth? Where is your money? That's an excellent way of taking a look and seeing what is my outer world reflecting back to me today. And what it's reflecting back to you today is not necessarily what it will be reflecting back to you tomorrow. So we're also not talking about a belief that you have or a thought that you have today that's a transient thought. The last several months, I have been really very focused on developing my teleseminar series, Awakening the Hero Within, and focusing on doing the free teleseminar, which I did on Monday, and then getting a lot of things pulled together. And that was all done yesterday. So yesterday I had this day of there was kind of a relief, but there was also that aftermath that let down, because all my energy had been focused on one place. And now that I didn't need to have it focused there and I pulled my energy back, there was that feeling of almost a letdown, like, what do I do now? That brief pause before I take another deep breath and I go off on another path, or in my case, another tangent, where I have other projects that I'm doing. So I'm not talking about that brief transient feeling of what do I do, or I'm having a bad day, but that group collective conscious that we live within, and then also the subconscious beliefs that we carry with us through childhood. And an example was in my meditation this morning, I was asking for clarity. I was using the command to ask for clarity on some things. And what I was shown was the relationship I had with my mother, and then also the relationship my mother had with her children, myself and my three siblings, and the pattern that I had unconsciously taken on as how I was, in some ways, that kind of mother with my children. I had that image of myself with my children. And that was this came as a very gentle aha of, this is the way you see yourself. Do you want to continue to see yourself in this way, or do you want something different? So then it was very easy to just make a new command for what I wanted instead, and the fear immediately dissolved, the fear that maybe I had parented my children in the way that I had been parented. And once the fear was dissolved, then I had the realization, I got the clarity on what kind of a parent I really had been and how it had been different. And oftentimes, in order to gain the clarity that we want, we have to first be able to dissolve or step away from the fear. Because once the fear is gone and that energy is no longer there, it is like opening up your curtains. You know, you're in a dark room and you hope that the sunshine is out there, and you open up your curtains and the light streams in, and you realize that it isn't dark where you live. That kind of a feeling. And to get that kind of a feeling, we oftentimes need to be able to step away from the fear. I always call it dissolving the fear. And we do that by making the command for what I want instead. So hopefully that makes sense to people. And that led me this morning into the topic that I wanted to talk about today, which was taking the fear of what is out there, the fear that is within, inside, and how do we step away from it? How do we dissolve it? How do we have something different? And that's where the qualities of a hero come in. And we have, in our collective consciousness, many different ideas of a hero. Traditionally, a hero and a hero's journey we think of as a very brave man who sets out on a dangerous, arduous journey, fighting many foes, taking a long time, and eventually he comes back. That's our traditional image of what a hero is. And I'm wanting to shift everybody's focus and shift everybody's definition to every one of us is a hero. We have superheroes. We have Batman. We have Wonder Woman. We have Superman. We have Green Arrow. We have, in American culture especially, we have dozens of these superheroes. We have sports heroes. We have war heroes. Every country has war heroes. So we have many different definitions and many different images of what a hero is. And my definition of a hero is any person who wants to make a change in their life, makes a commitment to make that change, and sets out to change. So I have a broader, gentler definition of a hero, because I'm a hero and you're a hero. We are all heroes in some way. We have all taken the hero's journey. So think for a moment, just close your eyes for just a moment, and remember a time where you were successful at something. And it doesn't matter what it was. You felt that success. You can picture it. You can hear the words. You did something. It was successful, and you had that feeling. Great. So that's the feeling in which, and the position in which I invite all of us to be in for the rest of this call, this conversation that we're having, is to be in that position of already having been successful. If you have ever wanted to be different or to do something differently or to have something different, and made a change to do it, you've already taken the journey. You've already stepped outside of your comfort zone. You have made the change. You have found the success. Whether it be something as simple as choosing to eat differently or making the choice and the commitment to a healthier lifestyle or getting a new job or leaving a job, changing careers, starting a relationship, having children or grandchildren. There are many, many different journeys that we take in our lifetime. To journey, to take a hero's journey, is built into our DNA. We have all done it. We all do it all the time. So now what I would like to do today is to talk about the qualities of a hero. And I'm going to open the phone lines and unmute everybody in just a moment. And what I'll ask is anybody who wants to just sit and listen and not necessarily talk to press 4-star and you can mute yourself. That would be fine. So think for a moment and close your eyes. And I invite you to just take a deep breath and to think and ask yourself the question, if I was a hero, what hero would I be? And then to ask, what are the qualities in this hero that I so admire, that I want to have for myself today? Now, when I asked myself this question a couple of months ago as I was developing this teleseminar, what came to me is, if I was a hero, I'd be Wonder Woman. I loved Wonder Woman. I was, I think, a teenager when the Wonder Woman TV series came on. What I loved about her was that she was strong, she was intelligent, she was brave, she was kind, she was compassionate. She had a really cool outfit. She had this neat invisible plane that she could fly around in. She had this lasso of truth. And I remember that lasso, so that rope, so anybody that she roped had to tell her the truth. And her idea of justice came through compassion and kindness and strength. So those are the qualities that I admire in Wonder Woman. And that she could multitask. She could be Diana, I can't remember her last name, and she could be Wonder Woman. So she could have two different parts of her life that blended together and could still be this whole woman, happy within herself and strong within herself. So that's the quality that I admire. And the compassion, the strength, the fairness, the kindness are qualities that I wished to awaken within myself. And then one more question, too, because it's tied to what hero would you be. Who are your heroes in your life now? And what qualities do they have that you so admire? And, for example, the heroes in my life now are my children. I have 4 children. They're all grown, living on their own. 3 of them have children on their own. The 4th one, my youngest daughter, after she got out of the military, she went back to school, and she's in the process of getting a PhD in genetics because that's what she loves to do. And what the qualities I see in all of them, even though all 4 are very different personalities, they all 4 live very different lives, the qualities they have in common that I so admire is that each one of them absolutely knows that they can have what they want. It never has dawned on them that they can't have what they ask for. They can't have what they want. In fact, I have one daughter who's now a CPA at Microsoft, told me when she was like 15 she was wanting something. And I remember sitting down and talking to her about there are needs and there are wants. And so today, Liz, that you need. And she looked at me like I was crazy And I remember she flipped her little permed hair around, and she said, "Mom, you don't understand. If I want it, that means I need it." And I had to laugh because there was an element of truth to that, and I had to think, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with wanting something and having it? And that helped me change my childhood program of you only get what you need. You know, you don't get what you want, you only get what you need. And here I learned from one daughter that it's okay to want something and have it. And that's a quality I admire in all four of my kids. They know that they can have what they want. It never dawns on them that they can't. They make a decision, they make a commitment, and they start taking steps. And I have watched all four of my adult children achieve the goals in their life that they so desired. And then once they have those goals, they go on to want and desire something else. So I am going to open up the phone lines now for a few minutes, and let's talk about what are the qualities in a hero that you admire so much? Great. So we're unmuted, and we can only talk one at a time. So who would like to talk about the qualities of a hero that you'd like to awaken in yourself today?
Well, I'll go first. There's a pause.
Okay.
You know, I hear that question a lot, and people talk about their heroes and goal setting. You should have a hero. And it is so hard for me to find a hero or envision a hero or think of a hero. And even in your exercise, I can't. Like, the first one that came to mind was Mother Teresa because of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's just so selfless. But other than that, it's like, okay, who would be Abraham Lincoln or Jesus?
Uh-huh.
It's always been really hard for me to find a hero, per se, and I don't understand that.
Well, and so you admire a quality of selflessness. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about selflessness do you admire? That what about selflessness draws you to that quality?
Just that someone has enough compassion and caring for others, and they are available, and they make time to listen to somebody else, and they put someone else's needs not in front of their own, but at least equal to
mm-hmm.
their own, to not take care of somebody else, just to show caring for another person.
Okay, so compassion and caring and being emotionally available and lending, you know, holding out that helping hand.
Yes.
Okay, those are wonderful qualities. And what's your name?
Maria.
Maria, those are amazing qualities. Thank you. See, you do have the qualities. You do know the qualities of a hero. Even if you can't pinpoint one hero, that's okay. You've brought forth the qualities in a hero that you would like to awaken today, and we're going to do that when I take everybody through the six-step process.
Okay.
Yeah, you can command that you have those qualities.
Okay,
great.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank
See,
you.
You're already
like,
a hero.
Now that I know what the qualities are, I feel certain that somebody will show up as a hero. Oh, my gosh, thank you. Or I don't even really need one now that I've got the qualities. Thank you.
Exactly. Congratulations. Thank you. Because what we're doing today is drawing forth the qualities of the hero you admire, and you are going to command for them, and you are going to be your own awakened hero.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You are so welcome. So who else has heroes or qualities of a hero they want to share?
I have a couple.
Okay, and what's your name?
This is Chul.
Hi, Chul.
Hi. First of all, there's one leader who I admire because he's making it possible for many people to contribute to making the world better. But I don't want to do what he's doing or in the way he's doing it. But the thing that I admire is that he is always he goes into action, you know.
Okay.
And he does not. It's always expand. You know, okay, so we've accomplished this, and we want to. It's always expansion. Okay, this year let's expand this even further. And so I guess the point I want to make is that it's not, he takes like potential, he's actually actualizing the potential and helping other people to do that too. And not just leaving it to be stagnant within. And
okay.
the other hero is Katie. Our Katie.
what Katie?
Yeah,
Katie Garnett?
Yes.
Oh, great.
And
I'd be very happy to hear that. What do you admire about Katie?
What I perceive in her is the quality of experiencing fear and going ahead anyhow.
Oh, so her courage.
Yes, courage and moving forward with ideas and visions and and also going into action in spite of fears.
Okay, so Chul, what I'm hearing you say is the qualities in a hero that you would like to awaken within yourself today is that courage, that the ability to take action, the expansion, and the vision. Is that correct?
Yeah, and to actually pick up potential and move with it instead of just letting it lie.
Great.
Shallow.
So you remember those, because when I take everybody through the six-step process, that's what you're going to command for.
Okay.
Okay, great. Okay, who else has something they want to share about qualities of a hero?
Still looks good, though.
Okay, I'm going to ask, if you're not participating or not speaking, if you would press 4-star and mute yourself so that we don't get feedback. Thank you very much. Okay, we have time for one or two more people to share. Okay. Is there anybody that wants to share, or we can move on? Okay, great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute the conference again. I'm going to take everybody through the six-step process, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Okay, so muting now.
Conference muted.
Very good. So what I'm going to invite you all to do is to close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths, and allow your outer world to just fade away, just to dissolve, just let it be for the next couple of minutes as you take another deep breath and tune into your inner world. This inner world where your hero lies within your DNA, just waiting to be awakened. And imagine your feet in the electromagnetic pull of the earth as you send those roots deep down into the earth. And those roots find the waters that flow deep within the earth and wrap around the waters, which is the feminine principle of being in the flow and flexibility and nurturing and softness and gentleness, yet strength, you've ever been near a river that's flowing swiftly or ever been near the ocean and watching the tide come in and come out, you can see the strength within the feminine. It's a different strength, and it's still a strength. And your roots wrap around the energy in the earth of the molten lava. That's the masculine principle of action, of passion, of creativity, of moving forward, of vision. And take a deep breath and pull those energies, earth energies, up into your heart and align with the qualities of the hero that you desire to awaken today. Spoken and unspoken qualities of that hero. And then move yourself into the position of the hero. Find that part of you that already is that hero. And from that position of the hero and that energy of the earth flowing through you, take a deep breath and send that energy out around you. 360 degrees above and below, like ripples on a pond. Law of attraction says, what you send out into the world is what comes back to you. And you are sending out the qualities of your awakened hero now. And then rolling your eyes up, that beam of golden light, and traveling now deeper and deeper into space, past the planets and the solar systems and the millions and billions of galaxies and alternate universes until you get to that last star, deeper and deeper now, that black veil. And as you approach that veil, reach out and rip that veil away so there is no longer a separation as you step into that bright, iridescent, sparkly white light of all that is. And as you step in and surround yourself with that light, take a deep breath and breathe that light in into every cell of your body and allowing that light to remind you of who you are, your true nature, your heroic self. As you take another deep breath and breathe that light in even more deeply into your cells. In this place where you are creator and creation, infinite potentiality, infinite possibilities, here in alignment with your greater capacity, we will make a couple of commands, as I know that you all have several qualities of the hero that you want to awaken in yourself today. I don't know how I awaken the quality of I only know that quality is awakened in me now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I awaken the quality of and add another quality that you desire. I only know that this is awakened in me now and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I allow and am ready to be my own hero in my own life. I only know I am that now. I am my own hero now. And I am fulfilled. I don't know how I have come to be the awakened hero in my life. With compassion and action and strength and fairness and helping others and self-confidence and all the qualities of my awakened hero, I am now, and I am fulfilled. I don't know how I welcome this new aspect of me. I only know my heroic self is welcomed now and cherished now. And I am fulfilled. Take a deep breath and expand and open your heart and open your mind. Open all your chakras to new information, to new ways of being in the world, to this new sense of self, to this new way of being as you receive all that direct knowledge. And you allow it, and you bring it in, and you breathe it in. And gathering all that up, all those qualities, all that knowledge, even the knowledge of how to be and who to be and when and where to be, bringing all the way down into your body and unwinding all those old programs, all the old programs of fears, let them go, just release and release. It's like putting down a 60-pound rock. Feel that relief and that release across your shoulders, across your chest, your back, your solar plexus. That release and relief in your neck. As you lay down that 60-pound rock and you stand tall, taking in that deep breath with that awakened hero within you and allowing your body to move differently and to shift and to move into that position physically as well as emotionally and spiritually as this new heroic self, these new qualities. And then rewind and rewind and rewind all the new beliefs, all these new qualities, this new heroic self. Rewind and rewind into your DNA. And pause for a few seconds and receive in gratitude and say hello and greet this new heroic self, this part of you that may feel new or look new, or it may look and feel and sound comfortable, like an old friend you haven't seen for a long time. Allow yourself to receive with gratitude. Now imagine walking along a path as this new heroic self, this awakened hero, these qualities that you admire awakened in your DNA. As you're walking along this path and you turn a corner and you look out and you see and you hear and you feel what is around the corner. Maybe you're meeting a person. Maybe it's a situation that at one time had bothered you. Maybe it was a fearful shadow part of yourself. Whatever it is, see what you see, hear what you hear, feel what you feel, that as this new heroic self. And notice the changes that happen as you are walking in your life in this new way. And create this beautiful sacred place. Whether you're by the beach or in the mountains or wherever you are that feels sacred to you, create this sacred place express gratitude for this place that is always here for you, that you can come to whenever it is that you need to. You come here as your heroic self with those qualities. You come here to be refreshed, to re-engage in life in a new way, to find clarity. And take a deep breath and breathe that in. And then turn around, walk back down the path, back around the bend, all the way back into your body, back into this moment, back into this time. Bringing with you all of that experience, being this awakened hero, being these qualities that you so admire, that are yours now, that have always been yours. And now you have awakened them and you're aware of them and you can live and breathe and love and work from this position. And when you're ready, take a deep breath and send that excess energy back down into the ground, reminding you from this moment on, every step you take, remind you unconsciously of your new heroic self. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And I am going to unmute. So, who would like to share?
That was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
And when you... I got to see a dream I've wanted to do for months now, and I had forgotten about it, and I have time to do it today, so I'm going to go do it.
Fabulous.
It's gone. Thinking about it, having an idea too, I was given extra time today, and now I know that's what it's for. I get to do that. Thank you very much, Bonnie.
You are welcome. You see how quickly one can take the hero's journey and come back home?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be long and arduous.
Mm-mm.
It can be, and it doesn't have to be. Thank you very much. Who else has something to share? Are y'all in process?
In a word, yes.
In a word, yes. Okay. Well, I believe Penny is on the call. She was a few minutes ago, so I'm going to kind of pick on her. Penny, are you still on the call?
Nope.
Nope, she must have had to hang up because I don't see people's names, but I see phone numbers, and if I recognize a phone number, I can kind of tend to pick on them. Okay, so we have a couple of minutes. Who else would like to share? I really am excited about hearing the qualities that you have awakened in yourself today. Okay. I see we are all processing our new heroic selves. Are there any questions?
This is Tool. I enjoyed. It's a little tough to describe, but the feeling that I have the feeling of being of service, but this gives it a different twist that I don't have to necessarily be falsely humble and invisible, that I can be visible and audible, especially audible, in my service, and actually be powerful.
Great, that's a big change, Jewel. Thank you very much for sharing that. I appreciate that. Congratulations. Any other comments or questions? Okay, so I'm going to just tell you real quickly what is going on in my life. Penny Jensen and I have been asked to be on two radio shows. So we are going to be on the Gary Mance radio show November 22nd, which is Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And we are going to be on the radio show January 14th with Joe Rombolo. And he has his show on Thursday nights from, I think, 5 to 7 Pacific time. If you're interested in the links to those websites, send me an email, bonnie@commandingwealth.com, and I'd be happy to send the links to you. So they're both online internet that stream through the internet radio shows. And Penny and I are also teaching the One Day, the One Command locally here in Seattle area on December 12th. It's an all day. It's from 9 to 6 p.m. The three-part teleseminar series of Awakening the Hero Within, Living the One Command is starting on November 11th. It's November 11th, 18th, and December 2nd. They are three 90-minute teleseminar calls. And if you are interested in information on that, I'm happy to send it to you. And again, just send me an email at bonnie@commandingwealth.com. If you receive Asara's newsletter, you probably have already received it, and we have we're offering a special price for that. There is also Katie Garnett's certified circle leader training is available for purchase now, I believe. That's in the newsletter. Make sure you go out to www.commandingwealth.com and take a look at the calendar. Actually, the radio shows are on the calendar. If you click on radio and TV, you'll get the links are there. And you can always check out my website, which is www.tocleaders.com, and click on Bonnie Strelo, and that will pull up my schedule. And are there any other last-minute questions or something that you want to talk about or share?
Nope.
All right. Well, I wish everybody a wonderful, blessed, heroic self day. Go out and practice those qualities and just do an experiment and practice those qualities on people in your life and just notice the experience that you have, the outcome that you get. You will most likely find some surprise faces. That's what happened with me when I uploaded through the One Command, my heroic qualities. I was just noticing people in my life, especially my husband, would look at me kind of with this puzzled look and then smile because he knew something was different, but he couldn't quite put his finger on it. So thank you all for being on this call with me. I will be back on November 18th talking about physical healing and the One Command. So have a great day. Send me an email if you have any questions. And thank you. Bless you all, and have a wonderful week. Bye.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Bye. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.